Han nåd, ge vår på, ge vår poängsör på. Amen. Today in the Armenian Church, we celebrate the feast of the Holy Cross of Vara. And this is a feast that is very unique to the Armenian Church. It took place in the year 660, and there was a monk named Toti. And Toti lived by himself on the Mount Vara, and one night he had a vision. And in this vision, he saw on the top of Mount Vara a beautiful cathedral built with 12 pillars. And in the midst of these 12 pillars was the Holy Cross, radiant and splendid. And he sees that this cross on the top of Mount Vara slowly descends down the mountain and rests all the way to the bottom and rests upon the altar of the church that was built there. And it sits upon the altar. Toti, after seeing this, goes and wakes up his disciple, his student, Hovel, Joel. He wakes up Hovel and they both rush to the church. They rush into the church and they see, sitting on the altar, a piece of wood, which they believe to be the Holy Cross. They send news to the Catholicos at the time, Catholicos Nerses III. And the Catholicos comes to Mount Vara, and he examines the cross, and he verifies that this is the Holy Cross of Christ. And he declares that on the third Sunday after the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross will be the Feast of the Cross of Mount of Vara. And he decides that it's this day. And the question then begins, well, why is it the third Sunday? Why isn't it the fifth or the seventh or the ninth Sunday? And the reason is because he says, from now on, the day after the Feast of St. George, St. Kevor, will be the Feast of the Cross of Vara, because yesterday was the Feast of St. Kevor. Many of us know who St. George is. Even if we don't know the story of St. George, we've seen the icon or the picture of St. George. He is always pictured on usually a white horse with a spear, or as we say, a lance, and underneath him is a dragon, or a serpent-like dragon. And he is always destroying it and ramming that nizak, that lance, in his head. And it symbolizes, the killing of that dragon symbolizes Christianity's victory over the forces of evil in this world. Many of us have been aware and been following the news these past weeks and months of what has been going on in Armenia and in Azerbaijan and in Artsakh. And unfortunately, many of us, all of us, woke up to the news today hearing of a war beginning between Azerbaijan and Armenia. And of course, our prayers go out to our homeland, our countrymen, and asking for peace, a peaceful resolution to all of this, and that our soldiers stay safe and they ultimately be victorious in this war that is about to be waged. But it is amazing to me that the Azeris did not do their homework, that they did not do their research, that they did not realize the weekend they chose to begin a war against the Armenians. They chose an evening or a morning, a night between the Feast of St. George, one of the greatest soldiers in Christianity, who is victorious over the evils of this world, and the mourning of the Holy Cross of Vara, the symbol of victory and the symbol of defeat of all those that come against Christianity. It is in my belief that the Azeris have already sealed their fate to be defeated and to be destroyed in the battles and the war to come. The question always arises, what can we do? We are so far away from the homeland, how can we help our brothers and our sisters in this war that's going to take place? First and foremost, we must learn that the first weapon in our arsenal is prayer. We must pray. And I always hear, but Dad, prayer is nice, but we have to be on the ground. We have to fight. We have to show them that we are fighting this war. But prayer is the greatest weapon we have. Prayer shows our unity as a nation, as a people, as a faith, but it also shows and acknowledges and confesses that everything we have is from God. That any victory that we are going to receive is from God. It is not our power, it is not our strength, it is not our intelligence, it is not our weapons, it's not our money. It's our God that makes us victorious. The greatest weapon we have is prayer with the cross. It destroys everything. This is why every Sunday, on page 38 in the Bhagavad, when the deacons go to one side of the altar and they read all the things that we are praying for, they say, also we pray for the Christian kings and pious rulers, for their forces and all their victories. And as I said in Armenian, the Western Armenian translation does not have this part. And I'm going to write to the diocese and ask them to reprint these, because that is so important and so integral to our faith, that every victory we receive is from God, and every defeat we receive is from God. The first thing we must do is pray. The second is raise awareness. We must teach others about Armenia and this war. I was surprised to see that today on the BBC, when I read it, the top story was about Armenia. And I thought to myself, how many people in the world now are waking up and reading this and wondering, where is Armenia and what is this war about? Because from the article that I read and the way it is usually presented, it shows that the Armenians are the aggressors, that the Armenians started this war back in the 90s. And because of that, the Azeris want it back. We must inform people and teach them that Artsakh has always belonged to Armenia. It has always been Armenian. And even though during the Soviet Union it was included within the borders of Azerbaijan, it has always been in the hearts of the Armenians and has always belonged to us. And the third thing we must be prepared to do to fight this war is be prepared to make a donation. Be prepared to share our money with our brothers and our sisters who need it. We have families that are along the borders who are being killed and massacred by the Azeris. And it is our job as Christians, as Armenians, as fellow compatriots, to give our money and to help them, whether it be to relocate, to survive, or just to be able to fight. And that is why I'm asking, I haven't spoken to the parish council today about this, but I'm asking the parish council, today's collection plate, all that money go to this cause, to help the Armenians and Armenia in this war. And in the weeks and months to come, we will be called upon, I am sure again, to donate. And I ask that we be prepared to do that. I ask that we all keep Armenia, Artsakh, the Armenian people, the Armenian nation, and our soldiers in our prayers today and in the days, weeks, and months to come. Let us pray for a peaceful resolution to all of this. But if war is called against the Armenians, and if we are called to fight once again, we are called to fight and to defend our faith, I ask and I pray that through the intercession of St. George, St. Gevor, St. Toti, and St. Hovel, St. Nerses III, the Holy Cross, and the Mother of God, I ask and I pray that we crush the head of the enemy as St. George did, and that we allow the Holy Cross of Christ to shine on every mountain in Artsakh, just as it shone on the Mount Vara centuries ago.